Manufacturing is across the board. In New York State itself, there's a big announcement this quarter, which was manufacturing rail cars for Metro North and Long Island Railroad. Kawasaki Rail is going to be creating 1,500 jobs in Yonkers under a contract with the MTA. And we consider rail, we consider electric vehicles, we consider heating appliances, anything which reduces carbon emissions and is more energy efficiency falls into our description of manufacturing for clean energy and clean transportation.
Are there other things going on in New York, either projects or strengths or actions that are going on that you'd want to highlight?
There's a very interesting set of projects going on now on the solar area in New York State. About a year and a half ago, New York State adopted a New York Sun Initiative. The legislature passed the law. And we're now seeing a number of initiatives. Perhaps the most interesting this last quarter is up in Rochester. And the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering, the Albany Bay Center, has actually taken a facility that used to be owned by Kodak and is retooling it to create a manufacturing and technology development center for the next generation of photovoltaic cells. That in itself is going to be creating 100 jobs, but what's probably more interesting is it's going to become a real leader in development of a new technology, which hopefully will mean more manufacturing of solar in the United States.
Are we reaching the potential on this?
We have gotten to a point where installed solar on rooftops can be competitive with other sources of electricity at the price delivered to the home. But the potential is actually to bring that price down a lot more. What was very interesting in this last quarter was to see a Hawaiian company that specializes in solar has actually just set up an office in Nyack, New York, to begin to offer rooftop solar and commercial solar in the state. I think there's a lot more room for development of solar in New York State specifically and actually around the country.
Not just speaking about solar, but just sort of all of either renewable energy or other things that fall under either clean energy or clean transportation jobs. How can we do better, do more, et cetera, push people more in this direction? What do you think in either or both of those cases we need to do to push more in those directions?
It's a combination. First, I'd say policy. We talked earlier about the wind credits. We need policy that's consistent and long-term that allows developers, solar, wind, EVs, doesn't matter what kind of technology, we need policy that allows these technologies to scale up and allows developers to actually plan and make investments. That's critical for investment. The second thing we need is to address some of the soft costs, the cost of the technology for PV solar or for batteries for EVs has been coming down, but there are still what we call soft costs. So, for instance, the cost of installation, the cost of financing, those are issues which there are a number of avenues for attacking how we can bring them down. One very interesting initiative in New York has been the establishment of a green bank, which is working with commercial banks to try to develop ways of bringing down the cost of financing so financing can become more widespread and more practical.